Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Eric bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. We're rocking and rolling here. On the Small Business Advocate Show, I'm Jim Blasingame. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Dr. Pavan Grover is our guest. He's the graduate of the Rutgers School of Business, the Robert Wood Johnson Medical School. He's in practice in Texas and specializing in laser surgery, right?
That's right. We do a lot of minimally invasive spine interventional.
Spine intervention, and that's really an emerging technology in medical field, isn't it? The limited intervention laser approach. It's amazing.
What we realized is that you don't want to change the anatomy too much. The less that you structure the anatomy of the spine,
right.
You want the body to kind of heal itself. And the other thing that we've innovated or pushed is that we've developed a way to map out the sources of your back and not just rely on the MRI, because the MRI doesn't really tell you where the problem is coming from. We're guessing. So we figured out a way to actually source out exactly everything that's causing.
Right, right. Well, that's very interesting. And that's out of, and you learned that from your time in Australia?
Yeah, some of the things I did learn, because I was trained with the Professor Michael Cousins. He was kind of like the father of regional blockade, regional spine, mm-hmm. and I learned a lot from him.
Right.
See the sacrifices I made, Jim.
I see that. Do you have a website? You have a website you want to give us?
Yes, innovaspine.net. innovaspine.net.
All right, so check that out, folks. This minimally invasive laser type stuff is really, really fascinating, and will probably, as it expands, I mean, I'm hoping that this would be part of Medicare, medical reform, right? I mean, it's the less invasive, the shorter the hospital stays, right?
And that's exactly right, and you know, they actually, the big fusions is to, you know, be honest with you, like when they do, we do too much back surgery in the country, and, you know, the success rate is not great, and sometimes you'll see people with 3 or 4 back surgeries, and that's really, you know, not an effective
right.
way to go. So, if someone has back surgery,
this will touch a lot of folks listening. If someone's had back surgery, like that fusion thing you're talking about, and it either wasn't successful or it didn't last, can you come behind that with lasers and help them?
Yes, and the key is that, let's say you've had this back surgery, you're going to have a lot of scar tissue, a lot of different things. So the MRI, again, is going to show 3 or 4 things. Now, what we can do, what we would do first is we would selectively block with a numbing medication in these different areas. So we can determine at the end, okay, like 50% of the pain is coming from here, 40% is coming from there. And then once we know that, then we can go in and treat those specific problems once we locate it. So the key is figuring out all your sources of pain before you start to look at treatment.
Mm-hmm. So, moving over now to the healthcare reform thing, what as a doctor do you think that the Republicans are smart to repeal and replace all at once? Can they actually do that? I've surveyed my audience about this recently, and more than half think that they should take their time and do it right.
I think they're making a mistake, and I'll tell you why. It's because this is very complicated. Obamacare is ingrained into, you know, every aspect of healthcare. So they have to do it thoughtfully and measured way to disassociate from it, add the new changes. And they have a way to do it. But let's just talk about if they don't do that. Let's say they go in and rush and they replace it. Now, anything that goes wrong, these other factors that we've talked about,
yeah.
it's going to be blamed on the Republicans.
They're going to own it.
It's going to become Yeah, and there's going to be a political battle. We'll forget about the reform. We'll be talking about how it's going to affect midterm.
Yep.
So
yep.
You can see, you know, as you had predicted earlier for Obamacare, we would be doing the same exact thing, right? Mm-hmm. And so they need, and there's actually provisions in Obamacare, there's executive provision 1322, where President-elect Trump can exempt states from participating in exchanges and allow him to come up with more innovative things. And all the things that you've talked about.
Well, there's another thing that I want to ask you about.
Free market, health savings account.
Yes, and see, the thing is, see, Obamacare was an edict. Obamacare was communism. Obamacare was basically confiscated the medical industry and the medical part of our world. Of our lives, and it told us what we had to do. I mean, they actually used languages and gave us requirements they called mandates. Reform,
right.
Market reforms, like we're going to be talking about with in this new regime, those are things that are going to we're going to ask people to adopt. Those are cultural changes. You can't flip a switch. You can flip a switch, and if you got a big enough gun, you can flip a switch and make people do things you want to do. But if you want people to go along with you, that takes longer. What do you think?
No, I think you're right on. I think you need to go up there and straighten those guys out, Jim.
Yeah, well,
I... The other thing, Jim, for your audience, you know, one thing that
Quickly.
They talk about just having health insurance is not coverage. Because a lot of patients, they can't afford to go to the doctor or
right.
see the patients. So just having health insurance doesn't mean that you're going to get care. We need to make that distinction.
Right. Well,
because we're just
well
counting
said.
The numbers. Right?
Well said. Hey, Pavan, will you come back? You got a lot more to teach us.
Absolutely, Jim. It's a pleasure.
Love
Thank
to have you.
Much.
Dr. Pavan Grover, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.